Good Monday morning, my dear friends, and thank you for allowing me once again to join with you in your own homes as we begin this week together in God's Word. Today we are in Acts chapter 12, and in this passage of Scripture, King Herod, that would be Herod Agrippa I, who is the grandson of Herod the Great, persecutes the followers of Jesus. Peter is arrested and imprisoned, but rescued by an angel. And as we continue in the reading of God's Word this week, God's guiding word for us is discipleship. So let's begin reading Acts chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. About this time, King Herod began to persecute some members of the church. He had James, the brother of John, put to death by the sword. When he saw that it pleased the Jews, he went ahead and had Peter arrested. This happened during the time of the festival of unleavened bread. After his arrest, Peter was put in jail, where he was handed over to be guarded by four groups of four soldiers each. Herod planned to put him on trial in public after Passover. So Peter was kept in jail, but the people of the church were praying earnestly to God for him. The night before Herod was going to bring him out to the people, Peter was sleeping between two guards. He was tied with two chains. There were guards on duty at the prison gate. Suddenly an angel of the Lord stood there with a light shone in the cell, and the angel shook Peter by the shoulder, woke him up, and said, "Hurry, get up!" At once the chains fell off Peter's hands. Then the angel said, "Tighten your belt and put on your sandals." And Peter did so, and the angel said, "Put your cloak around you and come with me." Peter followed him out of the prison, not knowing, however, if what the angel was doing was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. And they passed by the first guard station and then the second, and came at last to the iron gates that opened into the city. The gate opened for them by itself, and they went out. They walked down the street, and suddenly the angel left Peter. When Peter realized what had happened to him, he said, "Now I know that it is really true. The Lord sent his angel to rescue me from Herod's power and from everything the Jewish people expected to happen." Aware of his situation, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outside door, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer it. She recognized Peter's voice and was so happy that she ran back in, and she forgot to open the door, and announced that Peter was standing outside. "You're crazy," they told her, but she insisted that it was true, so they answered, "Well, then it has to be his angel." Meanwhile, Peter kept on knocking. At last they came and opened the door, and when they saw him, they were amazed, and he motioned with his hand for them to be quiet, and he explained to them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell this to James and the rest of the believers," he said. Then he left and went somewhere else. When morning came, there was a tremendous confusion among the guards. What had happened to Peter? Herod gave orders to search for him, but they couldn't find him. So he had the guards questioned and ordered them to be put to death. After this, Herod left Judea and spent some time in Caesarea. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 12, verse 5, where it is written, "Peter was kept in jail, but the people of the church were praying earnestly to God for him." And so we have the situation where a follower of Jesus, this time it was Peter, was simply doing what God had commanded him to do, and the officials, the political leaders, the lawful, the legal people, all the people that ran the place, they took offense at Peter and had him thrown in jail, and they were planning to do with Peter what they did with Jesus just a little, a few months earlier. However, this is the good part, because the people of the church were powerless as far as having any influence over Herod or any of the other people who were decision makers. They had no power, but they did have prayer, And folks, they went to praying, and they were praying earnestly, is what the Bible says. They were praying earnestly to God for people. And so Peter was in jail, but God was still on the throne. And in the middle of the night, the foundations of the prison were shaken, and Peter walked out following an angel who had been sent to release him. So you just remember, don't if we're not powerless down here, we have access to God's throne through the miracle of prayer. Take advantage of that and watch God's power revealed in your life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are always with me, and you have rescued me from the power of sin and death. Strengthen my faith and my daily walk with you, and may my words and actions this day give glory and honor to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our Monday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Tomorrow we'll be in Psalm 33, which is a song in praise of God's goodness and love. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.